Can I just make one comment before I sit down? I just was noticing when I read this by myself before that in Samuel 3, verse 10, Samuel says, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." But when Eli told him what to say, he said, "Say that to the Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." But Samuel just said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth."
Well, just to, in some opening comments, number one, I want to thank some of my younger brethren that you've come off of the back rows and moved on to the front. This is your reading. This is not Tony's reading or mine or John's or Emil's. This is your reading. And I want to encourage you, when you have a question, you ask it. You don't have to sound like Tony. Heaven forbid you don't have to sound like Chuck Berry or John, okay? We want to hear you. You're unique. And you know, there's usually a good chance that if you have a question, probably two or three other people in the room also have a question. So this is your reading. We're here to help you all with this subject. So having said that, we were on, and the question that has been brought up is a very good question. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord like he would know him after this time. To me, that is the clearest, simplest illustration. Eli can say to him, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." But there was really, in his own experience, he was not able to express or to address the Lord in that way until the Lord did for him what he does for you and I. And he reveals himself to us. But Emil was mentioning as we were talking this morning, this is the turning point, young person, in the life of this young man. But I don't want a history lesson. I don't want to just be left with what happened with Samuel. It will be the turning point in your life when you begin to communicate with the Lord. And when you say, as we have here, Samuel answered, "Speak." And then what does he speak of himself as? Why, he's a servant. What does a servant do? Does a servant tell others what to do? No. A servant listens for the voice of his master. "Speak. Lord, I'm your servant." That's really what he was saying in his heart. And then there's the word "hear." It could mean a lot of different things. It could mean that sound waves come into your ear and you register the sounds and it's all over. That's not what this word means. The word "here" implies that the one that is listening is willing and wants to be subject to the one that is speaking. Now, that's the kind of hearing that we're after, isn't it? That we're listening for the Lord's voice and we want to know what he would say to us. So those are just a few words of introduction as we want to spend a little more time on this turning point in Samuel's life.
Okay, I'll say one thing. In Greek, I'm not sure if it's the same in Hebrew. Servant means willing slave.
Maybe someone can help us with the fact that his name is mentioned twice here. It's one of like six times in Scripture or five that various ones, Moses, Martha. Here it's mentioned twice. So maybe someone wants to give us a little help on that.
Usually when God repeats something, it's mainly for emphasis, such as in Revelation when it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." That's for extra emphasis rather than anything more than anything else.
So today's Tuesday, and we had a couple of days gone already, and you're probably now a little bit tired. Can I see that this morning that, you know, some of you are just not... let's kind of open our eyes a little bit. Can let's sit straight. You know, I appreciate to see that the sisters are taking notes. I don't know about brothers. Usually we kind of think we are smarter than everybody else, so we don't take notes. Take notes. It's good for you. You'll get back, and you need to take these notes. What we have before us here is a fascinating thing. When Brother Chuck asked a question, you know, about how many people were called twice, 7 of them in the scripture. And I'm glad, actually, it's to me, this is unique, because usually the Lord will call somebody who is old. The first one was Abraham, like Abraham. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a young boy. He was probably 75 years old. And then Moses, when the Lord called him, he was 80 years old. Now, you would think, okay, the Lord calls those who are only old. I'm very thankful also that he called a woman, Martha, Martha, as Chuck have said. But here, this is very unique, because it does not exclude me now that the Lord sending a text message. Very, very short, 2 words. Samuel, Samuel. Now imagine if you are sitting at night. You guys usually text to each other at night. And you get a very short message, because texts are very small. You don't get, you know, a blog or an email that's with attachment. Very simple thing. But grab your attention right away, because your phone will beep like that and you kind of, oh, somebody text me. And it's just 2 words. Samuel, Samuel. Now, if the president of the country wanted to contact somebody about a plan that he's going to do, he's not going to call a young boy somewhere and said, I need to talk to you about something. He will choose some older advisor. But here the Lord picks not Eli, the high priest, the old man, not Hophni and Phinehas, and I think it was very clear to us now why. Why he picked up Samuel to talk to him. And here it is. Samuel is going to sleeping. He hears a voice calling him. The only Lord that he knows is Eli. So he runs to Eli. Now, oh man, it's 4:00 in the morning. What do he wants now? You know, been running around the whole day doing all of that stuff. Leave me alone. Why is he calling me? Let me just ignore him. Maybe he'll fall back to sleep. Didn't. Ran to him, said, you called me. He said, no, I didn't. Go back to sleep. 2, 3 times. He ran again to Eli. You called me. You know, he has that character in him. He is a willing person to listen. He has his ear open, even if it's 4:00 in the morning. Now, if he was sleeping with his iPod on in his ears and the music is blaring, he's not going to hear the voice of the Lord. But he has his ears open to hear the voice of the Lord. So he gets up, and then finally, he have a very wonderful experience. And I think the question that Jeff have asked, why he said speak, and he didn't say speak, Lord. You know, the only Lord he knows was Eli. That's the only Lord he knows. You see, Samuel knew about the Lord, I think. His mother taught him about the Lord, about what he has to do as a Nazarite, how he should serve the Lord, what things he has to do, what things he has not to do. He knew about the Lord, but he really did not know the Lord. And now the Lord is calling him. So he goes to the Lord and he said, speak. Speak, Lord. It's a wonderful thing, young people, when you have that experience, that encounter with the Lord. I wonder how many of us have that personal experience with the Lord. That you go to, now all of a sudden, it is not somebody that you know about. It is something that knows you, someone that knows you and you know him. And you have a communication with him. We are living in the age of communication. Everybody communicate with each other. By various means, by many ways, you communicate with each other. The God of glory wanted to communicate even with young men and young women. He wanted to communicate with you. He wanted to have a personal relationship with you. Are you willing to listen and to say, speak, Lord. What do you want me to do, Lord? We heard it was like Paul. Lord, what do you want me to do? Speak. And I think what was emphasized here is the idea of listening in subjection. It's not like, okay, I'm listening. Tell me what you do and I'm turning, you know, my brain off completely. I'm listening. He was listening attentively. He was listening with willingness to do what he is going to be told to do. Have you have an encounter with the Lord? Have you have that relationship with the Lord? It's very important that in your Christian experience, you have that moment that you now not know about the Lord from your parents, from your Sunday school teacher, from young people leaders, from reading about the Lord, hearing ministry about the Lord, that you now have a relationship with the Lord, that the Lord speak directly to you through His Word, and that you will be able to speak to Him in prayer.
I just have a really quick question. I found it interesting that the Lord called Samuel while he was lying down, while he was in a state of rest. Is there a reason for that?